This Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up is for the epic new Optus prepaid plans.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
the kids play Alpha Bucks and assembling flat packs.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
McGovern again.
Baby stuff.
Better than Rance. Better than Hurley. He's a star.
Jeremy McGovern.
Hello, mate.
G'day. How are you going?
Good.
In
welcome.
Sydney this morning.
Yeah, in sunny Sydney.
Yes. Oh, so you've got sunshine there?
Yeah, it's sunny. The sun's out. Yeah, it's good to see it for the first time in a couple of days.
Well, Xavier Ellis is in Melbourne for the Hawthorn reunion. And, Xavier, you're trying to tell us that the all of over East is like -4 and that's your excuse for sounding like an old man today?
No, I had 15 beers last night, so that's why I'm a bit lurgy. But
they do reckon that big freeze is coming for the eastern states, so you better watch out ahead of your game, Jeremy.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't come while I'm here. It would be nice.
Now, what happened? So you're in the team hotel this morning. You're playing tonight. You know, run us through your day. I think the fans are interested, like, what happens when you're away? Like, is there much planning and meetings, or are you trying to relax? What happens before the game tonight?
We all had our meetings and a bit of training yesterday. And today it's just do your own thing, really.
What do you do then when you do your own thing? Does Jeremy McGovern go out and get a cheeky massage, go out for a bit of lunch, shopping?
I'll get lunch. I'm pretty boring, to be honest with you, Heidi. I just get a good sleep, wake up, have a bit of brekkie.
What do you have for breakfast?
Something really exciting called Weet-Bix.
I knew it. I said this before the mic's gone. I said, I bet Jeremy McGovern does Weet-Bix, and I reckon you smash 12.
Oh, no, I wouldn't smash that many. I'm heavy enough, Heidi. I don't need to be extra heavy for the game.
Now, we had Adam Simpson, the head coach of the West Coast Eagles, on the show during the week, and we said, what's the plan for Buddy Franklin? And he said, I've got no idea. What do you guys think we should do? Considering you're on the back line, Gov, what are you going to do? He's one of the greatest players in the game at the moment.
Yeah, it's good to see Simo's got a heap of confidence in us. Yeah, we just have to handle him as a backline. Last time he obviously kicked 8, so can't shy away from that. But, you know, we'll just have to play him on his merits. He's, like you said, he's one of the best players to play and one of the best players in the comp. So we'll have our hands full. I'll definitely have my hands full. So, we'll try our best to nullify him as much as we can.
Xavier Ellis?
Now, Gov, last week, mate, you guys had the bye. How does that change things around for you guys? Obviously, you haven't played for a couple of weeks. Is it same as usual, or was the bye quite refreshing for all the boys?
It's definitely refreshing. Physically, it's refreshing, but I think it's more of a mental thing these days. You want to mentally switch off for a little bit and relax and catch up with friends and family or get away or whatever you want to do. So it was good to freshen up, but with the byes, you can get caught up in staying too fresh coming into the game, so everyone needs to switch on pretty quick.
And how's the newborn going?
Yeah, it's going all right.
Little Huddy?
Yeah, it's going well. I'm actually enjoying the away trips at the moment. I never thought I'd say it, but getting a couple of extra hours sleep on the away trips has always helped.
Yeah, I have heard that some players, once they do have kids, will often stay in a hotel, even for the home games, just to get a full night's sleep without interruption. Is that something that you'd consider?
Really? Nah, I'm not that anal.
Well, he's probably got a huge mansion of a house that he'll just move down the back, won't you, McGovern?
Oi, Jezza, ask your midfield coach Sam Mitchell for advice how to stay in a hotel the night before a game. He was the best I've ever seen at it.
Was he?
He had three kids. He had twins, and then he had a son who was probably about 12 months older. So it was three about the age of 12 months.
Yeah.
And, he just used to hire a nanny and duck off for the night.
Oh, brilliant. What a legend.
Yeah, what a life.
You got to have a night off, don't you?
And he's working at the Eagles still as one of the coaches.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, there you go. Get some advice from the best of skipping out. Well done, Sam.
Well, we wish you luck today. Is it today that you're
tonight.
Playing?
Tonight.
Yeah, today.
Go smash him, mate.
I will do. Thank you.
Yeah,
no worries.
Boy.
Jeremy McGovern from the West Coast Eagles. They are playing Sydney tonight, so thanks for that.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Really, really, really sad story coming out of Melbourne this morning. If you haven't, if you haven't seen it, but most people probably have seen it on social media. There's a lot of support and outrage that has come through of the death of a beautiful woman.
Eurydice Dixon had just finished performing a comedy routine at a Melbourne bar. Sometime after 11 p.m, as she walked through a popular park in Carlton North on her way home, she was set upon, allegedly raped and killed.
Just hearing that and reading that and the comments and support that has come through. So apparently she was an upcoming comedian, 22 years old, and a lot of the support that's come through from comedians that I've seen, them saying that, like, hey, you paid sweet FA.
No,
like, you know, when you're 22 years old and you're trying to make it, and she couldn't afford an Uber home or, you know, a taxi home. And so she's walked, and they reckon that this person, I don't even want to say his name because I don't like to glorify
a 19-year-old scumbag.
Yeah, yep. A 19-year-old scumbag. They reckon he followed her for at least 4 kilometres. She was just 200 metres from her home in a park. And she just texted her mate who she just left at Flinders Street Station and said, I'm almost home. How about you? Almost home, safe and sound.
Yeah. Isn't common hides to have that friend to, oh, text me when you're home.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like, I don't know where you guys sit with this, because there's a lot of outrage from women this morning with one woman a week getting killed in Australia. Last year it was 2 women a week. It did creep up to 2 women a week. A lot of it does happen in the home.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where you sit, because I don't want to man bash here, and that is not what this is about at all.
Now, I don't know if this is too dark for a Friday morning, but I've been saying for a long time, let's ramp up these punishments to these people. I'm sorry, if you rape and kill an innocent 22-year-old girl in a park, you have no place on this earth. And I honestly believe, and people might think I'm a bit of a prick by saying this, but I honestly believe these people have no place, and we just need to eliminate them off the earth. And I'm sick of people saying, yeah, but he was dealing with demons. He had some mental issues because he was a meth smoker. I'm sorry, it's not an excuse anymore. I've had an absolute gutful of the use of meth. It induced some sort of psychosis or whatever. Stiff bickies, you've actually just terrified a community and you've killed a poor innocent girl.
Yeah, I think that what you were saying before, Hyde, and I agree, Zave, there's a lot of, oh, girls, you should do this, girls, you should do that, where it should be like, guys, stop killing people, stop raping people, and if you do, you will be punished, and you'll be punished hard.
Yeah, and a lot of people do say that it comes down to the way that sometimes you're parented, you know, the way that you, but, you know, I don't know. I'm not a murderer myself. Yeah. I don't know what goes through their head, but this woman has lost her life, and it's another person in society. I'm scared in my own home. Like, that's the honest truth. Like, I try and be really tough and you know, and boisterous and this and that. No one will hurt me. But I am petrified in my own home that I even have a plan of what I would do if someone came in.
Well, Griffo's away, isn't he?
When he worked. But even walking to my car every morning, guys, like, we get up at an early time. I think if someone watched me in my routine, I only walk like 5 metres to my car, but I carry my keys with one key pointing out, just ready to jam anyone who comes close to me.
But I think, Ando, too, absolutely, it's a male issue, the people that are doing these heinous crimes. But, I mean, for myself, walking through the streets by myself late at night these days, I'm 100 kilos, and I think I could defend myself against most people. But I have a thought these days that, oh, goodness, what happens if I duck down that alleyway, or it's a bit late at night, should I just jump in an Uber here? I think it's actually an issue for society, but unfortunately for the women out there, they're obviously undersized and can't defend themselves. Or, you know, for me, I think I could probably run away or wrestle or something, but Ando, you'd be defenseless.
Oh, I couldn't run away. Exactly right, Zaves. I couldn't run away. I would be completely defenseless. And I've done self-defense classes, and they have definitely helped. They've empowered me. I've done something on this show before with it. But for me, I just don't know what to do anymore. We're feeling unsafe.
131060 is our phone number. I'm going to put my hand up and just plead ignorance here, because even though I probably walk past places where I shouldn't, I've never ever...
Doesn't cross your mind?
...in Australia felt unsafe ever.
Really?
And so I want to hear these stories, and I want to hear from the people of Perth, do you feel unsafe? And Hyde, to hear that you're carrying your keys ready, to me is like shocking, because I can't believe you'd have to be in a situation where you felt like you needed to do that.
Even at nighttime, if I go for a walk, which Griffo got up me the other day because I was out when it was dark, I have one headphone in and the other one not in.
Really?
Yeah. Or I pretend I'm listening to music and I'm not. And I'm always conscious of people behind me.
Yeah.
And I let them kind of walk in front of me. Like, I kind of stop, which I don't know, maybe that's stupid as well. But
when I do that, if there's someone close behind me, I'll kind of just pretend to tie up my shoe or just, and just let them
pass. Because I hate the thought of footsteps behind me. But we want to hear from you. I don't know what else to do. Like, I don't want this girl's name to be the one, you know, hopefully her name can be the one that we can change things with it.
Yeah, 131060, how do you feel in safe? How are you feeling in Perth? Do you feel safe? Do you have protections that you have or things that you do to stay safe? 131060, we'll have your calls up next.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Some really tragic, sad news that we're all talking about this morning. The beautiful life of Eurydice Dixon was sadly taken. She was allegedly raped and murdered.
Eurydice Dixon had just finished performing a comedy routine at a Melbourne bar. Sometime after 11 p.m. as she walked through a popular park in Carlton North on her way home, she was set upon, allegedly raped and killed.
Lots of people angry tweeting this morning saying, because a statement then came out saying, women shouldn't be walking alone. If they do, they should carry their phone. She had her phone. She sent her mate. I think her boyfriend,
boyfriend,
a message. She was, this guy had apparently followed her for 4 kilometres and obviously she didn't know. She was walking through the park and she just sent him a message. She was a couple of hundred metres from home and she said, I'm almost home safe. How about you? And sadly, that's when it all ended for her. We're talking about it this morning because we're all super passionate that something needs to be done. People aren't feeling safe and we have this platform to share our thoughts and want to hear from you on 131060.
Absolutely. And I'm of the belief it's time to make these people walk the plank. I think our punishments are far too soft. I think it's time they serve no purpose on this earth. They are disgusting, evil people. Time to eliminate them with these sort of acts. Yeah, people might think I'm stuck in the 1960s, but that's what I believe. And I'm sick and tired of hearing, oh, he has mental demons because if he's a meth smoker, it's not an excuse. I don't care what's going on with his brain. If you're a meth smoker and then do these things, it's not an excuse. It's not an out and you don't deserve any more leniency.
Yeah, and I think that, like Zave's saying, we should be more focusing on punishing the people that do it and preventing the people that do it instead of blaming the people who are just walking home from work like this young comedian was. And they shouldn't have to feel like that. And we were talking about this earlier. I'm shocked and really disappointed that Hides, that you feel like you need to carry your keys ready to go and you don't want to walk certain places.
Yeah, from my front door. And that's how we're all feeling. And I know I would still encourage women to do that and men.
Absolutely,
but I hate that we have to do this in society.
Let's go to Mel. Now, Mel, do you feel safe here in Perth?
No, not at all, guys. I agree completely with Xavier and what he was saying about the harsher penalties. A few years ago, I don't know if you guys remember, that double murder in Warwick was actually my neighbours, the mother and daughter.
Oh, my God.
And that house my ex lived, and that was a second home to me. And I kick myself and I blame myself every single day that, you know, I should have done more and I could have prevented it or helped them.
How would you have helped though, Mel?
I'd gone out in the morning and I'd seen that they had their side gate was open and they had a dog. And I said to my partner, I said, oh, that's funny, like gate's open and, you know, the dog's going to get out. And we went out for the whole day and it wasn't till we'd come home in the afternoon and there was cops everywhere and the street was bogged up. We had to jump the neighbour's fence to get into Mum's. And then, you know, she told me what happened and I just felt like, you know, maybe I could have gone to help or, you know, and the guy that did it would come off the train line and he was on drugs and coming down and that was his excuse. And, you know, and it's not an excuse. He took two lives of someone's family, you know, and the impact that it had on our community and in the Warwick community and the police was so good. And, you know, it didn't happen to me personally, but, you know, like I didn't sleep for months and I was just thinking, is this guy going to come back? You know, is he going to come through the window? Or, you know, like it's a horrible thing. And, you know, he pretty much got a slap on the wrist for it.
Oh, Mel, we say this so much. I know, like, when you watch the news and stuff and you're like, the system, why are they only getting this amount of time? And I know the police and everyone do a great job, but, like, I agree with you guys. Like, I'm at a loss of what more we can do because I don't even know if that is going to stop some people when they're really screwed in the head.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I'd love to see the 19-year-old who has been accused of these crimes in Melbourne, his past criminal history. I think what amazes me is when they, the murderer was this guy who's done 5 years for doing this, 5 years for doing this, 5 years for doing this, yet we still allow them to walk the streets. I mean, some people aren't just born for society. Unfortunately, that's the way the world works.
Yeah, and just want to say thank you to Mel for sharing your story. We can tell it was tough, brave. But super brave. Thank you so much. We've got someone else called through anonymously. Hello, Anonymous. What would you like to say?
Oh, hey, how you going, guys?
Hey, good, mate. What do you want to add to this conversation about feeling safe?
Oh, look, I spent some time and I... not by my own choice, living across the road from the Grenith axe murderer. And, look, you know, people like this just, they can't be a part of society. You know, I watched this guy for 12 months, you know, when I found out who he was, and it makes you sick, to your stomach. You just can't, trying to deal with that on top of everything else, it just does, it's yeah. Not nice people.
Anonymous, so he killed a woman and her four kids in 1993. When you said that you watched him for the 12 months, was that prior to the murder or after?
After.
So and no one knew that he was the actual murderer?
People knew. I was in prison with him.
Oh, okay, got you.
It was up till the time that he was coming up for his 20-year parole, his release. And, of course, it all came out in the papers and all of us sort of, you know, sort of sat back and, you know, there was people that knew, but there was people that didn't know. And I was one of them and we just were shocked as, you know, we spent 6 months living with this guy. We had no idea who he was other than, you know, it was another face in the prison.
Now, you're talking like you've been to prison, you've seen and you've lived across from these people, like... why isn't it known in there? Like, I mean, is that because it's for protection of themselves?
You just don't ask the question. If you don't ask the question, you don't get told any lies. Mm.
Anonymous, if you don't mind me asking, what are the facilities and stuff like in prison for these sort of guys? Again, as I've said, that I think they shouldn't be on the planet, but I also think that if they are in jail, they should be sitting in a 1 metre by 1 metre. What are the facilities like for people who do these heinous crimes?
To put it bluntly, it's like kindergarten for adults.
Right.
For where you are, you're comfortable, you know.
Yep.
And that's why some people could go back. They commit crimes when they come out and then they go back.
They shouldn't live a day of comfort. It should be the most uncomfortable experience they've ever felt in their life. They should feel some sort of pain that they've inflicted on someone, in my opinion.
All right, lots of people calling through and we appreciate everyone's opinion. If you want to share yours, we do need to push on, but head to our Facebook page and search for Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. We'd love to get your thoughts.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
We love him, we love him, we love him!
Xavier.
So, like, I get a little bit shaky.
Beamer Xavier.
He's such a humble, strong man.
Xavier.
Dreamboat.
He can love me.
Be my.
He's so brave.
Xavier.
His hot, sexy body just touching mine. I hear him on the radio and I crank it right up.
All right, 13, 10, 60. It's that time of week. Xavier, be my saviour. Give us a call. Why do you hate your boss? Now, this stems from yesterday when I was at the airport heading to Melbourne and the barista just looked me in the eye, a broken man, and said, oh, I hate my boss. Now, I don't know what had gone on, but I felt for him a little bit. But 131060, give us a call. Why do you hate your boss? But also, when you're talking to me, when you're addressing me, I've got a bit of a lurgy at the moment. Tell me how brave I am to be here on this morning.
Stop it. And you are, because I notice he does have to keep leaving the mic to cough up a lung.
I don't have any lung
left. I should have quit smoking.
But there is something about that opener, Xavier, that gets us all going every morning, I reckon. It's like, oh, Xavier's here to save us.
Do you reckon any females out there crank it right up? Oh. I wouldn't have thought so.
Put that on the board for Monday. 131060, do you crank it right up? All right. Now, Josh. Please, pitch your case to Xavier Ellis.
Xavier, you good-looking bugger, mate. How are ya?
I'm going great guns, Josh.
Oh, that's good to hear. Just want to say, mate, excellent game last weekend. First first goal. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
first no, only goal, but that doesn't matter.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you just lost points there, mate.
Oh, George, quick.
Come on, mate. It's not 7 o'clock yet. I just want to pitch my case, mate. The boss has left me running the show, and he's gone away on a week's holiday at North Fishing.
Oh, no. What a jerk.
Yeah, what are you doing with yourself, Josh?
I'm a Sparky, mate.
Okay.
So you've been left high and dry, has Josh. And it even hurts even more when you go on Facebook, you see the photos, and you're like, look at them just having the time
it's
of
like
their life.
It's like anyone when they go on holidays and they post all the photos.
But when you're
like,
doing their job for them while they're fishing, god damn it. Harry, please pitch your case to Xavier Ellis.
Oh, Xavier, mate, you're my saviour. Back in the day when you used to play footy for the West Coast, I used to watch you on TV all the time. Now my boss is he's a rugby player, and I play footy. And unfortunately, most Saturdays when I have a footy game on, he calls me up and says he wants me to come into work, so I have to miss footy.
You would really hate that, wouldn't you, Zabes?
Oh, for goodness sakes. The weekends are for the boys, the weekends are for the footy, the weekends are for the beers.
Zabe, how would you have felt last weekend when you were playing for West Coast Cowan if our boss Amanda called up and said, oh, Zabe, can you just play the hits at Old School on a Saturday afternoon shift?
If Amanda rang, I would have answered, gone, hello, you're speaking to Xavier Ellis. Please leave a message.
All right, our final applicant this morning is Dana, who's in Mandurah. Please pitch your case.
Xavier, please be my saviour. I just want to say you'd be the best number one boss and I would absolutely love to work for you. And I really appreciate you coming in and being sick but still coming in and being on air.
Yeah.
I just want to say that my boss at the moment is an absolute nightmare.
What do they do?
She just absolutely... I make coffee. I'm a barista. And one morning I was making a coffee and I made it wrong and she just went psycho at me and abused me. And then there was one time that I had caught gastro and I didn't want to contaminate the food. So I told her and she just went psycho. Like, she didn't have any sympathy for me. She just told me to go home. Just went crazy.
Well, at least she sent you home. At least she's looking after the rest of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Dana, you weren't the barista helping Xavier at the airport yesterday, which kicked this whole thing off, are you?
No.
Okay, so we've got Dana, who's the barista, who's just been, you know, grinded into the ground, no pun intended, by her barista boss. We've got Harry, whose boss makes him work on the weekend when he wants to play footy, and Josh, who is covering for himself and his boss while his boss is fishing up north. There are options. Hyde, what's your
feeling? It's a tough call, but I have to say either Josh or Harry with their chat, but I would say Harry.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Harry. I've got some sympathy for Harry, and obviously when you commit to the boys and playing on a Saturday, you got to turn up, but it's up to you, Zave.
Hey, Ryan, can you just put Josh up for a second, mate? I've got one question to ask him.
Yep, there you go.
Hey, Josh, the boss is away and it's a Friday. How much work are you going to do today?
Mate, I'm not going to be doing a hell of a lot. We look after retirement villages, so I'm planning on going there about 1 o'clock. Reckon I'll be done about 1:30.
What
so
a life, mate.
Nearly half an hour's work. All right, so final pitch from Josh. Zave, who's the winner here?
It's up to you, Ellis.
Oh, I like Josh, guys.
All
I really like
Josh.
Josh,
I love Josh.
Oh, you're a legend. I knew I loved you, mate.
Yeah, I knew it too.
All right, good on you, Josh. $200 coming your way. Don't work too hard today, will you, mate?
Oh, well, I'm definitely not going to anymore.
And a bit of a reminder, next week, Xavier Be My Saviour is a bit of a special one. Xavier, do you want to say what you're going to do next week?
Well, next week, you've got to register at the HIT page, hit.com.au. If you're a tradie out there, register where you're working, register your company. I'll be turning up in some sort of food van. For your morning tea, I'll be delivering coffees, I'll be delivering snag rolls, I'll be delivering the works. And I might slip you something out the back of the van too, which I can't talk about, just to set you up for your weekend. But you got to register online.
All right, hit.com.au is where you need to go. And that's all thanks to Skill Hire. When you need a hand, you need skillhire.com.au.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Yes, it is Alpha Bucks Kids on a Friday. And the two previous people who've played, was it young Lockie?
Lockie and Gemma. They're watching the show today.
We invited them in to have breakfast with us. They're hanging outside the studio.
They are with their families. They absolutely smoked it, the last couple. So we're wishing this little legend good luck today.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Tali. How are you going, mate?
Good.
And how old are you?
7.
Ooh. You're 7. What school do you go to?
Rivergum.
And what would you like to be when you get older?
A vet.
A vet. Wow. Well, you can do and be anyone you want. And hopefully this can go towards your uni degree so you can save up some money.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, Tali, your letter this morning is T for
what
turtle.
Is it?
A T for turtle. So
or T turtles. For Tali.
T for Tali, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you reckon you've got this?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll quickly run you through the T's and C's, mate. You've got 30 seconds. Every answer you get right is $50. If you can get all 10 right, Tali, you win $10,000. You can pass if you don't know the answer. We must take your first answer and you cannot say the same answer twice. So I think the most important part there is if you don't know the answer, mate, straight away, just say pass and Heidi will give you another question, okay?
Okay.
Good on you, mate.
Good luck. Okay, Tali, like Xavier Ellis said, your letter is T and your time starts now. Name something in nature.
Tree.
Something you find in your home.
Telephone.
An animal.
Turtle.
A toy.
Pass.
Something you need keys for.
Pass.
A reptile.
Tortoise.
Something red.
Pass.
A sport.
Tennis.
Something you put key. La, 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 la.
Time is up, but tennis definitely snuck in there, so that was pretty good. Xavier's just running through the score, and so are the producers here. But Xavier, pretty good effort.
Absolutely fantastic effort, Tali. Now, if I was to give you $300, how excited would you be?
Very.
Well, Tali, congratulations. You got 5 right, and we're going to give you an extra 50 just for being a legend. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Show me the money.
What are you going to spend your money on, Tali?
I don't know.
Well, you've got $300 and you've got some time to think about it. Don't go crazy and spend it, you know.
Don't buy Bitcoin, Tali, will you?
Now, I'll quickly run you through just 2 answers you passed on there, Tali. Name a toy. Could be a teddy bear. Do you have a teddy bear?
Yes.
And name something you need keys for. When a truck drive past, do you ever make him try and honk at you, a truck?
Any trucks on the road now, give us a honk.
Okay. Good on you, Tali.
Tali, before we send the money, can you just say to us, show me the money?
Show me the money.
Yay!
Oh, great. Well done. You've just ensured you'll be on the promo for next week as well. Good on you, champion. All right. We need to say a big thanks to ECU, Australia's top-ranked public university for student experience. And thanks to those guys for getting around Alpha Bucks Kids. It's been a lot of fun.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Does anyone actually enjoy putting together flat packs? I was in IKEA, which in itself is just an absolute mission. When you know exactly what you want, you just want to get in and get out. Bad luck. That's the rest of your weekend gone.
The smartest marketing move they've ever made.
It's genius yet so annoying. But then I was chatting to the guys here at work and I said, obviously putting flat packs together is difficult, for me at least, because it's a struggle. And they said, some people actually enjoy it. I mean, I get that you do the dishes because you've got to do the dishes, but no one enjoys it. And I thought flat packs would be in this category. Zave, are you any good at them?
I'm no good at them at all, but the end product I can imagine would be enjoyable. But for me, I often get the product set up, but then I have to explain to guests, don't touch that, don't sit on it. It's quite flimsy, might fall over, might break. So it's purely there to look at.
All right, let's go to City Beach. Ben, are you one of these... Is it weird to call someone a freak when they called our show?
I reckon you're probably owning being a freak, aren't you, Ben?
A skilled tradesman.
Ben, do you actually like it?
Mate, I love it. I was saying to Heidi, I think it's like Lego for a dog. Just a bit of fun.
Oh,
like Lego for a dog.
Is that why, do you reckon, people are really into it? Because like when you're younger, you're building stuff with your Lego or like your Barbies or whatever.
Definitely. It gives you a little chance to sort of put something together. I don't know. I suppose life's a bit boring at times, so you get a chance to sit down and put together an IKEA flat pack.
If putting together a flat pack is spicing up your life, I'd hate to think what it was originally.
But Ben, mate, you need to campaign to them to do their ads.
Yeah.
Like, that is just the perfect advertisement.
It is too. Ben, are you a tradie or like a skilled guy? You work with your hands for a living or?
Nah, not at all. I'm studying at uni and I'm full-time in an office, so.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Ben. Do you Do you use the screwdriver you've been handed for these flat packs, or do you go your own bzz, 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 with electronical goods?
Mate, I don't have any tool.
He's just using his bare hands, Xavier Ellis.
You're
like,
a real man, Ben.
Is that?
You are a real man.
I don't know if this is a weird thing to admit, but as someone who works in radio and doesn't make anything, sometimes, I don't know if it's a manly thing or whatever, but sometimes that thought of, like, I actually want to build something with my hands. It's a physical thing.
Yeah.
Like, and I kind of understand that
next
a little bit.
Next flat pack I buy, mate.
Oh, don't get me wrong, it's not going to be a flat pack, but I don't know, when people can make something and go, I made
that. A sandcastle?
Yeah, there we go. That's probably more my style. Let's go to Rockingham. Michael, are you also one of these freaks?
No, I absolutely despise flat packs.
Good. Good.
So, Michael, but you still managed to buy them?
At a protest, of course. My dad and I thought we'll save money and buy a flat pack garden shed.
Oh, and what happened?
It turned out to be a disaster. my dad's on the low end hemophiliac, so he bleeds easily.
Oh.
So by 4 hours later, there was blood everywhere. It looked like we got attacked by a dog.
Oh, no.
Hey, Michael, I was given one bit of advice when I was growing up because I was pretty much useless at everything. The best tool you'll ever buy is your mobile phone. Ring someone to come do it for you.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Oh, I'm just rubbing my hands together because this is going to be the most enjoyable couple of minutes of my entire life. Xavier Ellis, where are you right now?
I am in Melbourne, mate. I've got a 10-year reunion from a premiership I won at Hawthorn in 2008, obviously.
Yep. Now let's just have a listen to the great man himself, shall we?
Brown, 60 metres out, Bacon Square. He has to hesitate then, pulls it across the ground. Ellis. Xavier Ellis directly in front. Kicks from 40 and gets Hawthorn the lead.
Now, just to set the scene for everyone, Xavier came to us this morning and said, guys, I really want to talk about this premiership from 2008. I haven't had the opportunity. I didn't have a radio show back then, but I'd just like to paint the picture of what it's like to win a premiership.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I'll tell you what, back then, though, I wish they had Instagram. I would have picked up a few more followers.
Please, run me through the day. Like, that goal you kicked was sort of halfway through the first quarter. Was there a moment where you're like, oh my God, we're going to win?
So, first of all, right, and it's interesting for you because you are a mad Hawthorn supporter.
I was there that day, greatest day of my life.
Well, there was 100,000, I think, 17 or 100,012 people in that stadium. So it was amazing. But round 17, we played Geelong, who were meant to be, they were arguing, saying they're going to be the best team of all time, the greatest of all time. We played them on a Friday night in front of 90,000, and we played really well but lost. And everyone was like, oh, the Hawks, young Hawks, were the youngest team in the competition as well. So that was pretty impressive by, like, the kids that just had... Didn't really care about Geelong. Anyway, we finished the game and Clarko stood up and said, if we do two things, we'll win the premiership. I can guarantee it. Like, after round 17.
Straight up,
we do these two things, we'll win the premiership.
What were the two things?
It was something around, there was a famous shark and how Geelong were like a shark. And if a shark stops moving, they die because obviously they need the water to go through to for oxygen, da-da-da-da. If we could slow Geelong down to stop them, they're going to be like a shark and die. So that was one thing. That's footy jargon.
Yeah.
But
at
halftime in the grand final, it was 28 degrees on the day, which doesn't sound too hot, but when you're playing footy and running 15 Ks or whatever it was so hot. And at halftime, I remember going into the rooms and I was absolutely knackered. I was so cooked. And our fitness coach came in at halftime and said, boys, if you're cooked, relax. The whole Geelong football team have just gone out the back to go into a freezer to cool down. And from that moment, I thought they're pussies and we've got them. That's no word of a lie. When I heard that they were in a freezer because they thought it was too hot, for us, it was like, oh, we've got these guys on toast.
Wow.
Just like that.
For me, Xavier, I've never really spoke to you about the moment. And just you talking about it, like, it's a spine tingling kind of goosebumps kind of thing. Like, for you to do that with a team, you had an amazing football career. I know we take the mickey out of you because you were injured and stuff, but you were a brilliant player. Can you tell us, like, when you won, what was it, what unfolded after that? Like, how did the night go? Did you did you party for days? Did you have girls lined up? Like, I know that sounds awful, but like, were they just like, let me get a photo with the Premiership Cup?
No, well, I was 20, so I just turned 20. So I was pretty young and innocent at that stage, believe it or not. I was actually an innocent kid at some stage. But when the siren went, I actually took it for granted, unfortunately. Like, I assumed at the age of 20 and being the youngest team in the competition, I'd win another couple. So I didn't really take it in like they do these days and do the lap of honour and stuff like that. And I was a bit of a shy person, so I wanted to get off the field, see the family. But the after party was at Eve, and we went to Eve, and they're a bit cool, those eight people at Eve. So I left and went and caught up with my schoolmates. And the pub I went to every year, Geelong play in the grand final, it's called the Arcadia in Melbourne. They paint it Geelong colours, the whole two stories. Anyway, I turned up in my Hawthorn jumper and they wouldn't let me in.
Are you serious?
They said, no Hawthorn supporters here today. No Hawthorn supporters here tonight. We don't want any trouble. And I simply dropped, that's all right, mate. I'm not a supporter. I'm a player.
Oh!
But, yeah, no, it was pretty good. I had the medal and all that sort of stuff.
Did they let you in?
Yeah, no, I used to go there every weekend when I was in year 12. So, yeah, they let me in. It was good fun.
So this is unbelievable, and I can't believe I didn't know this till now. So I went to the game, and then I went to, like, Fed Square and made an absolute fool out of myself. Yeah. And then I actually went to Arcadia, the same nightclub, and I remember having to put my scarf, like, under my shirt because they wouldn't let me in as well.
So you were partying together on the same night. So
I probably bought you a drink, right? Because I think I might have spent a bit of cash that night. I might have splashed a bit.
When you win a premiership, do you get a lot of money? Like, because I know you got your ring that you had your ring out, Zane. Yeah, like, you guys got a ring and...
I think these days, so there's a prize pool, like a pool of money, which obviously gets divided. So say you play all 25 games, so you'll get 25 times whatever the portion is. So I think it might be 50 grand these days for each player.
Really? Wow. And I bet you would have put it all on black.
No, well, I think back in my day, it might have been 20.
Yeah, and he put it all into the Arcadia bar, and thank you very much.
And I've now repainted the Arcadia. Yeah, I paid for the new paint job.
And Zave, Hyde's alluded to it, but on grand final night, obviously everyone would like to get a selfie in AFL states like Perth and Melbourne. You know, AFL players are very popular when they go out to a few night spots. Surely you would have been quite popular with the ladies as a single man with a premiership medallion.
One of my greatest regrets of all time was seeing a girl at that stage. I'm a loyal person. So, we hung around together and one of the great missed opportunities.
Are you going to party as hard this weekend as you did then?
In all honesty, I didn't play a lot of good footy or anything, but I'm actually really proud of having won a premiership. So it's probably the first time I've ever really thought about it 10 years later. So
It's amazing, mate.
Em's obviously pregnant, so she'll look after me. That's not what I was going to say. I was going to look after her, but there's three nights, three events, and it's really good. We've got five players playing at other clubs these days, like Luke Hodge and those sort of superstars, but they've all got buys or they play on Friday night. So tonight, Buddy Franklin plays on Friday night for Sydney, so he'll be able to get down to the Saturday-Sunday events. So it's going to be one of those things that... look, I might not come back to work Monday.
Well, Xavier, from us here, mate, a massive congratulations. Like I said, we do take the mickey out of you. I mean, a lady called yesterday and said she didn't even remember you being a player, but it is a massive achievement, and I really hope you soak it up this weekend.
Who was that lady? I need to sit down and watch the replay with her.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9.
That Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up was for the epic new Optus prepaid plans.